there is said to be a spiritual element in whatever the African does, irrespective of one's religious belief. This is also embedded in African football, where the religious attributes their success or failure to their inability to resort to divine intervention. Cameroon, Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana failed, but Algeria and Nigeria made it to the World Cup knockout stage. So, what accounts for the not-too-impressive performance of most African teams at World Cups? Radio Ghana's Rosemary Gezi was in Lagos, the most populated city in Nigeria, to find out if there is any correlation between football and divine intervention.
Amen. We succeed even in football, in outside football,
Amen.
We succeed.
Amen.
Contributing to this, the Lord bless them.
Amen.
This group of players communicates with the Creator and prays for team and individual success moments before starting a training game. They play for Zion Football Club of Lagos, competing in the local Super League. Here in Nigeria, football is more than just a passion. It's also seen as a spiritual force in the society that is mainly divided between Christian and Muslim religions. Iyasuna Mosque is a prayer center for Muslims from the Aguda Ogba community of Lagos, the commercial capital of Africa's most populated country. Chief Imam Alhaji Najimuddin Ghazali tells me it is the belief of a Muslim to put Allah first in everything one does to be successful, and football is no exception to the rule.
When you are talking of belief, you are talking of faith. Believe in oneness of God, then we believe in destiny. If it has already destined that they will win, nothing can disturb them to win. And then that destiny is working along with prayer.
Soccer enthusiast Alhaji Ghazali says destiny works along with prayer. He supports his claim with an example of a game played between an Egyptian and a local Nigerian club.
When ICC Superstars of Nigeria and Zamalek Football Club of Egypt, they are met. The Zamalek reached the field on that day. They firstly observed their salah and they prayed that God let us win. And our people, they are making incantation. At the end of the day, Zamalek Football Club of Egypt won.
Chief Imam Alhaji Ghazali and the view of Muslims. But what is the Christian view? Do Christians believe that footballers can win with divine help? I visited the City of Praise International Church in the outskirts of Lagos to find out more.
In everything somebody is in, he must put prayer down. So with prayers, the Super Eagle can still do better.
In this church, I don't know what comes over our pastor. Maybe he loves ball like me. He still see all of us pray about this World Cup that is going on.
People will fast for them. People will say, I want Nigeria to win. If they believe it, that prayer and fasting will work for them, it will happen.
From the Muslim and Christian point of view, there is a divine God of soccer. But does he support teams irrespective of their performances, preparations and pre-match rating?
Rosemary Gezi.